Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild. Today we will be reading The Rare Tiny Flower by Kitty O'Meara. This is a very special dedication to our friend, Tosha. Hi, Tosha!
Hi, Tosha. Thank you for bringing this book to play school so we can read it on our podcast. Are you ready?
Get cozy!
Once, in a forest, a bird dropped a seed. It wasn't a sapling. It wasn't a weed, but a rare, tiny flower that found light and grew. To some, it looked red. To some, it looked blue. Others saw yellow, but many saw green. A more puzzling flower had never been seen. A number saw umber. A small group saw teal. "We see it correctly. We see what is real." Each group insisted its vision was right. "Agree it's magenta or we'll start a fight." "It's mustard, it's purple, it's turquoise, it's pink, it's chartreuse, it's puce, it's whatever we think. It's midnight, it's coral, it's violet red, silver, orange, you're weak in the head. It's sweet periwinkle, it's mango, maroonish, it's white as a snowflake. You're crazy. You're loonish." Powerful leaders arrived, striking poses. "We will not agree." And noses met noses. Botanists came to settle the score, but couldn't decide. So the leaders cried, "War!" One pulled up the flower to shove in a vase, as everyone hollered and argued their case. The gifts of the flower risked being lost as people drew lines that couldn't be crossed. A little girl watched the loud confrontation, then circled the flower in slow exploration. "Please look again," came her calm, patient voice. "Why?" cried the screamers. She smiled. "There's a choice." How could this be? What could it mean? What had she noticed that they hadn't seen? She lifted the vase and slowly rotated as all of the people grew still, then elated. For as the girl turned, the colors changed places, flashing a rainbow across startled faces. The people took time for silent reflection, considering matters with deep introspection. "Maybe there are other colors to see. What's lovely to you could be lovely to me. What we now understand to be utterly true is how much depends on expanding our view. It could be helpful to breathe and be still, calmly deciding what won't work and will.
Enjoying each color and welcoming all, creating a party instead of a brawl."
"Oh no," the girl pointed. "Look at the flower. It's wilted and faded and losing its power." Everyone watched as the rainbow unspun. What had their fighting and selfishness done? The rare, tiny flower looked shriveled and weak. Its petals were falling. No one could speak. The people were sad and started to cry. Had their ingratitude caused it to die? The girl very gently returned it to earth. Could it be nourished and loved to rebirth? Her tears showered down and watered it. Then the rare, tiny flower grew healthy again. Its colors exploded, filling the sky, and everyone raised an exuberant cry. All of the people, from all of the lands smiled and joyfully reached out their hands. They danced and began composing a song about being friendly and getting along. When hearts come together, kindness can grow. Rainbows can happen more than we know. So much to fix, too many false starts. No time to waste in uniting our hearts. All of creation is precious and rare, and everyone has a color to share. Life is for loving and listening well, and learning all colors have stories to tell. The people were shining, for they were new too. Each one considered the other one's view. A girl and a flower, both small but courageous, made loving all colors quite wildly contagious. The rare, tiny flower shared wisdom that day. A rainbow can happen when love leads the way. Thank you so much for sharing this book with us, Tosha. We love books. So if you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page to make your request or your dedication there. And for all of our listeners all around the world, thank you for sharing your ears and your heart and your homes with us. No matter where you are or who you are, we are sharing our love with you. Until next time,
stay cozy
and happy birthday, Tula Jane. Thank you for being on this adventure and doing this passion project for all of our new friends around the world. Happy birthday, my love.
Thank you.